And Irene Morgan Kirkcaldy has also passed. The name may not ring a bell, but if it weren't for Miss Kirkcaldy, the civil rights movement might never have been. In 1955, Rosa Parks famously refused to give up her seat on a Montgomery bus, but that was more than 10 years after Kirkcaldy had done the same. She lived in Baltimore with her husband and two young children. She'd gone to visit her mother in Virginia and was coming home on a Greyhound bus. Kirkcaldy was sitting in the back, obeying the law. She wanted no trouble. But as a white couple boarded the overcrowded bus, the driver asked her to give up her seat anyway. Having just suffered a miscarriage, Kirkcaldy wasn't feeling well and refused to move. When a sheriff's deputy tried to forcibly remove Kirkcaldy from the bus, she fought back. Here she is from a 2000 interview with NPR's Jackie Lydon and Weekend All Things Considered.
When he put his hands on me, that was when I kicked him. He had to hobble off the bus because he was in trouble. He got off the bus, and then another one came and said he was the deputy sheriff. So then he did the same thing. He was going to put his hands on me and try to take me off the bus.
Kirkcaldy eventually went to jail and paid a $100 fine, but she refused to pay a separate $10 fine for defying Virginia's Jim Crow laws. Instead, she took her case to court with the help of a young lawyer, Thurgood Marshall. He took the case all the way to the Supreme Court and won. But the resulting ban on segregated interstate busing didn't have much effect on municipal routes, setting the stage for Rosa Parks 10 years later. Unlike Parks, Kirkcaldy had never been an activist. Though her suit won the ire of countless hate groups, including the Ku Klux Klan, Kirkcaldy did not waver.
They never frightened me. Nothing ever bothered me as far as that was concerned, because I was too busy with my children and my life, and I just moved from that point on.
In her later years, Irene Morgan Kirkcaldy moved to New York City, where she ran a daycare center and earned a master's degree in urban studies. She was 90 years old.